Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Apostle E.J. Melvin coming to you from the studio with Waves of Glory. We are in the studio here on blogtalkradio.com. Thank you for tuning in to what promises to be a wonderful move of God this morning. We are actually going to be praying in the studio this morning, and we have chosen to focus our attentions, our prayers, our petitions, our hopes, our expectations on the cancer awareness program or campaign this month. We are choosing today to go before the High Court of Heaven and petition our Father for healing for those who are by cancer. We're going to be praying for those who have contracted cancer. We're going to be praying for those who are family members of those who've contracted cancer. And we are going to be praying for the attending physicians and other personnel who help to take care of the cancer victims. And so today I just want you to be sure of this one thing, that God loves you. He loves you enough to provide for your healing. We are in our in the realm of the spirit now, where we believe God for miracles. And so we do understand that in order to receive a miracle, we must expect a miracle. And then when we expect a miracle, we have to ask. The Word of God lets us know that Jesus himself said to his disciples, "Ask in my name that your joy may be full," because they hadn't asked in his name up until that point. But he specifically said to them that the Father who loves you will answer your request, just because he wants to be glorified in the Son. God wants you to, and that your joy may be full. He wants your joy to be full, and he wants the name of Jesus to be magnified. And so we're going to be coming before the Lord today in the name of Jesus. Thank you once again for tuning in. First, we want to be grateful for that which God has already done. We have already sent prayer requests for him this last month, maybe even this morning, maybe yesterday. I don't know what it was that you were praying, but I've been praying and asking God for some hard things. But one thing I know, nothing is too hard for the Lord. He is the God of miracles. He is the God who answers by fire. He is the God who creates even with the word of his power. There is nothing too difficult for God. And so I want you to get that in your spirit this morning. When we think about cancer, most people just freeze up on the inside and they just resign themselves to whatever ravages the disease would desire. But not this morning. We are taking authority in the realm of the spirit, and we are taking it to the kingdom. We are taking it to the high court. We are taking it before the Most High Judge. We are presenting our case before the Lord. We are presenting our case with infallible proof. We are presenting our case with evidence and precedence. We are thanking God this morning that he has already made a way of escape for us. We thank you, Father, this morning that you have given us the formula for effectual prayer. We thank you, God, that your word says to us this morning, the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. Then you have also said unto us that our righteousness is of God. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, we're not depending on our own righteousness, but on the righteousness which is of God through Christ. So today we stand before you, O God, hallelujah. We are qualified, we are certified to receive a miracle from you today. We are certified to receive the miracle of the healing of cancer. We are qualified to even petition the court in the name of Jesus. And so thank you, thank you, thank you, Father, that you have made all of this possible, that your name may be glorified, that your people may be certified, and that the sick may be healed. Jesus declared unto us and through his disciples, "Beloved, these signs shall follow them that believe. They shall lay hands upon the sick, and they shall recover." And so this is our prayer today as we stand in the presence of a mighty God. We humble ourselves before you, O God, recognizing that you are the one true God and there is no other God beside you. We recognize you are the creator of the ends of the universe, who stretched out the heavens like a curtain and earth your footstool. You are the mighty God. You are the first and the last. You are the beginning and the end. You are the Alpha and the Omega. You are our Jehovah Rapha, the God that heals us. And we are glad this morning that you hear the voice of your servants today. For your word lets us know that if we ask anything according to your will, you hear us. And if we know that you hear us, then we know we have the petition that we have before you. And so we understand without a doubt that it is the will of God for us to be healed. For had it not been your will, Jesus would not have bore 39 stripes. But according to the prophet Isaiah, God, you declared that with his stripes we are healed. And through your servant, the Apostle Peter, you declared with his stripes we were healed. And so now we are healed, we were healed, and we shall evermore be healed by the stripes that Jesus bore before he went to Calvary's cross. Everything we needed was supplied in the crucifying of the Savior. So today, Father, we are coming into your presence, thanking you for those you've healed of cancers before, thanking you for those whose cancers have dropped off in the meetings where the anointing was high, thanking you for those who've had someone come into the hospital room, a little old lady, lay hands and pray in the name of Jesus and then walk out, never more to be heard from, but the person rises up out of their sick bed. I come today, Father, across the airways in the mighty name of Jesus, lifting up those who have cancers in their bodies this morning that are manifesting, trying to take over, trying to absorb the nutrients, the goodness, the health that is in that body. And in the name of Jesus, Father, I ask you to release an anointing that destroys cancerous cells this morning. I ask you to heal right now as we go into the hospitals. I pray first of all for those who are called to go and lay hands, that we would get up out of our seat of laziness and go into the hospitals, go into the homes and pray for the sick. Father, I ask right now for those who have someone sick in their home, that they will find a child of God who believes in miracles and call for the elders of the church and let them pray for the sick. Father God, let sickness come under your subjection today. For your word lets us know, glory to God, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, and that there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Be saved from every affliction. Be saved from every infirmity. Be saved from every circumstance or situation that would threaten our destiny and life expectancy here in the earth. And so we thank you right now that as we call on the name of Jesus, you will stretch forth your hand to heal the cancer patient today, those with breast cancer, those with throat cancer, those with lung cancer, those with pancreatic cancer, anywhere in the body today, Father, I ask in Jesus' name that the miracle of healing would flow right now to those people. I ask you, Lord, in the hospital where there is a nurse who knows the name of Jesus, that she would be bold, or he would be bold today, to stretch forth his hand and be the hands of Jesus. Jesus. Glory to God. And declare that the sick shall rise up and that those who are near death will be quickened unto life. I thank you for it right now in the name of Jesus. I lift up those in the hospitals, Lord, even our loved ones, even those who are close to our loved ones, friends of our loved ones who are sick today because of cancer. We call it out in the name of Jesus, and we loose the anointing that heals and restores. We loose the miraculous power of God to heal cancer, and we bind up sickness, disease, and infirmity in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, and we pray that those who are afflicted with cancers, diseases today will not lose hope, but that today they will see a glimmer of hope. They will hear the voice of hope, and they will rise up and be strengthened to behold. We say in the name of Jesus, you are loosed from cancer today. Woman, you are loosed. Man, you are loosed. Child of God, you are loose. Little children, you are loosed from the pangs of death today. We cry out today that the name of Jesus will be used in hospitals around the world, even those who are in hospice today. It is not too late to be healed. It is not too late to be restored. For Jesus spoke to Mary and Martha and said, if you can believe, your brother shall live again. And they begin to talk about the resurrection. Jesus is the resurrection from the dead. And so therefore he called Lazarus by name. And Lazarus came forth not from the sick bed, but from the grave. And if a God can call a dead body back, life which has been rotting for 4 days, surely he can raise you up off of your sick bed. There is still life in you, and we call on the name of Jesus to restore you to wholeness this morning, to restore you to wellness. Glory be to God. In Jesus' name I declare, I call you up off of your sick bed right now, and the poisons in your body to be ejected. Let cancer be ejected in Jesus' name today. Woman, be healed. Man, be healed. Little girl, be healed. Little boy, be healed from cancerous disease and affliction this morning. Father, I just thank you right now and pray for those family members and friends of those who are suffering today. Let them have hope in the name of Jesus. Let them receive hope in the name of Jesus. Let the hope that is in that name be ministered unto the family and friends of cancer patients today. In Jesus' name, let there come joy in the morning. Let the morning of joy be evident now. There's been enough weeping, oh glory to God, and the night has been long. But Father, I ask you today in Jesus' name that you will cause the dawning of a new day in this life today of that one who's filled with cancer. Let there come a new day. Let there be no more tears, oh God. Let there be no more mourning, but let there be joy unspeakable and full of glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord God. Let not the family members be discouraged. Let them not give up, oh God, but have a trust and a hope in you. You are the hope of glory. You are the hope of glory. In us, oh God, the hope of glory. We thank you for it right now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. We know it is your will to heal cancer patients. And so even as the world, even in our nation, lifts up this month as cancer awareness, Lord, we lift up this month as a month to defeat the spirit of cancer, to defeat the spirit of death in Jesus' name. We declare right now the victory that Jesus had over the grave will be ministered unto cancer patients who are languishing, oh God, who are suffering. Victory, victory, victory today. We declare the victory of God over every every type of cancer that would be evident to mankind right now in Jesus' name. As we cry out before you, Father, the name of Jesus heals, the name of Jesus restores. Let this be a month of testimony of being healed from cancer. Let this be a month of testimony, glory to God, of being set free from every yoke of bondage. Let this be a month, oh God, where cancers go into remission, and doctors call it miraculous. We know they hate to say miraculous, but in the name of Jesus, we call for the miracle of cancers disappearing, tumors in the brain, tumors in the bowel, tumors around the midsection, that these tumors begin to dry up today. In the mighty name of Jesus, the Son of the Living God, let the name of Jesus be exalted. Let the name of Jesus be glorified, that you, O God, may get the glory through the Son. We give you praise right now. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And then, Father God, we lift up attending physicians. I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would send physicians in that believe in the power of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, send in nurses that believe in the power of prayer. Send in Candace Trifles that believe in the power of prayer. Let them declare today that the kingdom of heaven is at hand, and declare sickness and disease to be under arrest and no more inflict the body of these people. Declare over this airways today that if this message gets into a cancer patient's room, Father God, I declare to you, cancer patient, that the kingdom of heaven is in your midst now, and the glory of God is filling your room, and where God is, cancer cannot live. And so right now we lift you up, Father God. We release the glory of God. We release healing. Hallelujah. We release the miraculous now in every sick room, in every sick bed, in every rest home, in every rehab center, in every hospice, oh God. Let there be a power that will lift that sick one off the bed. Lord, your word lets us know that when Jesus came and brought the kingdom to earth, that everyone who came to him, he healed. And so now in the name of Jesus, we ask, Father God, for those who in your name to stand up with a testimony that they cried unto the Lord God in the day of adversity, and he heard them out of his holy hill and healed them, everyone, made them every bit whole. We thank you today for the story of the Syrophoenician woman who said to Jesus, please heal my daughter. And because she was a Greek, because she was a Gentile, because she was not a child of God, hallelujah, she was not a member of the Jewish race, glory be to God, Jesus said unto her, woman, I'm on a mission to the children, and it's not right for me to give the children's bread to dogs. Before we move any further from that part, understand that healing is the children's bread. Father God, today we access that point in the gospel that healing is the children's bread. Let every child of God who is afflicted with cancer be healed today. Let them rise up off of that sick bed, and let them be as the young girl, Talitha Kumar, when you said, damsel, arise, life came back into her body. I pray right now that life comes back into the body of your children who are suffering from this affliction, and that they will rise up and be whole and be well, because they are the children, and healing is the children's bread. But God, we're not asking you to stop just with your children. For the Syrophoenician woman said, yes, Lord, you are correct. Yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table. And so, God, I'm asking for your mercy this morning, that mercy that said you love the whole world, and not just your own, but you love the whole world. So that That is why you sent Jesus. And when he bore 39 stripes, oh God, for the healing of the children of God, he bore 39 stripes for the healing of the nations. And with his stripes, we are all healed. I declare that the kingdom of heaven is in our midst. And today, whether you are a child of God or not, I command healing to come into your body in the name of Jesus. Let the crumbs of healing fall into the place where dogs lie, the place where there's no one who knows Christ, there's no one who acknowledges you as God. When they hear the name of Jesus, when they hear the prayer, God, in cancer centers of America, all across the nation, when they hear the name of Jesus, let them rise up in wholeness and wellness. Glory to God, that the name may be glorified, that the name may be glorified, that the name may be glorified, that everyone that would oppose the name will be silenced in Jesus' name. This is our prayer. Father, we pray for those caregivers in the homes right now, those right now who minister the medication and see their loved ones wasting away. Let faith arise in them today. Let hope arise on the inside of them, Lord. Let them see a turn for the better. Let them see the color of their skin change. Let them see sores begin to heal. Let them see their hair begin to grow back. Glory be to God. Let them see the nausea and the sickness from the poison, radiation, chemotherapy, whatever medicines they've been given. Lord God, let it be done. Let it be over. Let it be finished in the name of Jesus. And that they will minister joy. Let there be laughter in the midst. Let there be comedy, oh God. Let them choose to bring laughter into the lives of those who are suffering. Lord, let there be massive doses of vitamin C. Let it be healing come forth from the foods that they eat, oh God. Lord, you are able to do all things. We know, God, that you heal many types of diseases, and you healed everyone that came to you. So, God, we're asking you to do it again in this time, in this hour. Do it once again, Lord, for those who are suffering with cancer today. We are thanking you today, God, that no more are we going to elevate cancer, but we're going to elevate healing from cancer, testimonies of being delivered from cancer. In the name of Jesus, let our hearts and our minds be focused on the healing, for there is nothing too hard for our God. I believe you, God. I believe you are the healer. I believe you are the God of miracles today, and I believe that cancer must go, and I declare that today, that wherever the children of God go, praying in the name of Jesus, cancer will have to bow the knee and flee. Glory be to God. I pray for Christians everywhere who believe the word of God to get out and to go find somebody who needs prayer, somebody who has cancer, in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Let the word of the Lord go forth to the church today. Let there be a revival of praying for the sick. Let there be a revival of casting out devils. Let there be a revival, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, across this nation, let it spread to throughout all the world. Let the children of the Most High God come out from between the four walls of the church buildings, and Father God, go into the highways and the byways, and to go into the hospitals, to go into the jails, to go into the rest homes, to go into hospice even, and declare that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Glory to God. We are his ambassadors in the earth today, and so we are thanking you, God, in advance. We are thanking you for testimonies of healing coming across our airways, across our news feeds and our social media. We're thanking you for tweets of healing. We're thanking you for Pinterest pictures of those coming out of healing, out of the hospitals, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. I say, as the Apostle Peter said, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. To the sick, I speak to you today, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Son of the living God, rise up and walk. I say to those who are addicted even today, to addictive drugs, drugs in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Son of the living God. Rise up and walk. Be free from your addiction today. Be free from your addiction today. Be free from your addiction in the name of Jesus, I declare. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Lord, and I want to end this prayer this morning praying for those who need a job today, those who have said to me, pray for me that I would get a job. And I know we're talking about cancer, but poverty is a cancer amongst your people. And we come against the cancer of poverty that eats up families and continues to be passed on from generation to generation. And we pray today that that one who's desiring a job, we call them out before you. And in the name of Jesus, that they would receive a good job, not just a job to get by, a job more than enough that supplies more than enough for their family and to support the work of the kingdom. I pray right now that your people who are calling on you today would not be the ones without a job, but every child of God who needs a job today will get a job. I thank you, God, that they will have favor over every other applicant, to the glory of God our Father, that no cancer of lack will be in our lives, for the kingdom of heaven is now. Glory to God, to God, to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for testimony. Thank you for the word of testimony. Thank you for the blood of the Lamb and the word of testimony. And I believe today, brothers and sisters of Christ, in Christ, you will testify that cancer has left your life. Every cancer in the flesh, every cancer in the spirit, every in your finances, in the name of Jesus, be healed. Glory to God. Raise up your church, a living testimony, God. Raise up your church, a living testimony around the world. Favor your people over all others. Favor your people, oh God, I pray. And I thank you today that your word lets me know I have it. Because if I ask anything according to your will, you hear us. And hearing us, you will grant your petition that we've put before you, because it is your will, and you will not stand against your will, but you will fulfill it. I thank you today. I thank you, God. Hallelujah. I'm excited, and I look forward to every testimony telling how God blessed them and brought them out of the bondage of sickness and disease. Glory to God. Thank you today for tuning in to the broadcast here on Waves of Glory. Expect a miracle. Expect cancers to be healed. Expect tumors to dry up. Expect those who are in stage four to swing back and cancer to be miraculously disappear out of their body. Expect a miracle today. In the name of Jesus, I pray that your faith fail not. Be encouraged, dear hearts, today. Be encouraged. Our God is still on the throne. Glory be to God. Thank you, Father. We bless your name. We thank you, Lord God. This is our prayer today for everyone under the sound of my voice, that you would pray, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth, even as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Wherever there is cancer patient, let there be forgiveness in the room right now. Let them be forgiving of all those who have wronged them, Lord God, and let there be forgiveness from those whom they have wronged. I thank you, Lord. I release forgiveness today, and I bind and break the yoke of unforgiveness in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God, that there be no place for the enemy to get a foothold in our lives today concerning our physical health. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, glory to God, glory to God, hallelujah, glory to God. Let them get off the sugars, oh God. Touch your it off sugar in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Let them hear the word of instruction that we should take care of this body, this temple of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, that we would return to Bible diet, hallelujah. Let us eat, O God, according to that which you have purposed concerning us, in Jesus' name. The things that we know that will harm us, let us say no and reject them in Jesus' name. Let us be disciplined, Father God. I thank you now, God. You've been good. You've been real good. You've been good all day. You've been good all the time. And so I just rejoice in knowing that the night is over and joy has come in the morning. This has been Apostle E.J. Melvin bringing you prayers for sickness, disease, remembering cancer can be healed today. Every disease that is named is subject to the name of Jesus. We love you and we bless you as we go. Have a blessed week in God and expect the miracle of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah.